Support for 89.7 NPR News comes from the James at Ohio State, providing access to the most advanced cancer treatments available from a team specialized in treating just one type of cancer, yours. Learn more at cancer.osu.edu/choosethejames.
Welcome to All Sides with Amy Jurevich. It's our fall membership drive. More on that in just a moment. If there's one dessert that comes to mind to represent fall and winter, it's cookies. And for the holidays, decorated cookies are a staple. From holiday parties to cookie exchanges to making memories with your kids, cookies are front and center for the next couple of months. We're talking all about cookies, baking, and the cookie business this hour with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O' Cookies. Alex, welcome back to All Sides.
Thank you for having me. I love coming here.
Plenty O' Cookies specializes in custom sugar cookies decorated with royal icing. They're fun, they're festive, and they're a great treat to gift to your friends and family for the holidays. Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. Cookies can be molded to any occasion. Alex, we've talked before. People love to celebrate with sweet treats. What occasion recently have you been making the most cookies for?
You know, I feel like as soon as fall happens, pumpkin is everything. Mm-hmm. So I did a couple booths at the 614 Nightlife thing, the movie, the outdoor movie series. So I made a lot of pumpkin cakes and, you know, pumpkin cookies for that. So I feel like that was a lot of my baking time, was making treats for that.
Are you still making like a sugar cookie and decorating as a pumpkin, or are you making pumpkin flavored things too?
I do a little bit of both. Mm-hmm. So I specialize in custom decorated cookies, but whenever I do booths or special occasions, and on my website I do offer other items. That's when I get into the different flavors. But the my specialty is the vanilla sugar cookies that are custom decorated.
Right, and you've told me before that your business, you know, you do a great business around Pride Week. So did you have a good summer with that?
Oh yeah, I was really nervous because this year for Pride they forecasted a lot of rain that weekend. Mm. And it's always so hard because you have to make all these things ahead of time.
Yeah.
And when you're doing it, you just kind of have to hope that you have, you know, good weather and a good turnout, because then I just have all of this product. And
no one wants your rainbow cookies in July.
I mean, you know what? Rainbows are good all year long. But the pride themed, mm-hmm. I didn't want to have to like waste any of them. But we had a great pride. It was wonderful. The temperatures were great. I think it sprinkled for like 3 minutes, and mm-hmm. then we were good.
Do you have problems in the summer when you go to these events with your cookies melting? What do you do?
So sometimes. Mm-hmm. So with the decorated cookies, they're really temperamental, where they have to be fully dry before you can package them. And then depending on what details you have on that, whether it's hand-painted or there's a printed part, because I have this edible printer, sometimes the heat will cause some condensation or something like that. So you have to be like really careful of how you package them. Mm-hmm. But luckily with the canopy, the tent, you know, try to keep them shaded as much as possible. I typically don't have any issues.
You just need a little shade to keep the temperature down a little bit.
Absolutely.
You don't come with a portable air conditioner.
No, unfortunately, I do not.
You're listening to All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive. Remember that listener support is the most important part of our budget. Make a gift right now. We have a special offer this hour. For $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180, you can get two tickets to a WOSU Public Media exclusive member-only cookie decorating workshop hosted by our guest today, Alex Copeland, owner of Plenty O' Cookies. This class is going to be on Wednesday evening, November 12th at 6 o'clock, and it's at the WOSU headquarters in our beautiful Ross Community Studio. Come and join Alex, and I'll be there too, and we're going to learn the art of how to master sugar cookie decorating. You'll leave the class with all the knowledge and skills you need to dazzle your friends and family with fabulous decorated sweet treats. We'll be decorating some lovely winter-themed cookies, and you'll have all the skills you need for future decorating activities in your own home. Alex is going to teach you all the basics of cookie decorating, from down to the final icing details, including the art of properly piping delicate royal icing. Don't miss this exclusive class. It's just for WOSU members, but you have to give right now to secure your seat. So it's two seats, you and a guest. You get to bring someone with you. You'll have a wonderful time. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. Two tickets are $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180. The class includes all the cookies and the supplies. WOSU is also going to provide some light refreshments as well. So give right now at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. It's going to be a great evening with a bunch of WOSU members. Your gift supports public radio. If you listen to All Sides every day, we're asking you to give now and secure your tickets to this event. Join us. Make this drive a success. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. So when you do a cookie decorating workshop, Alex, like the one you're going to do at WOSU, tell the people what you come with. You have this tray and everything they need is there.
Yeah. So I try to make it as easy as possible for people to decorate cookies, because I know decorating cookies can be really intimidating to a lot of people. So the icing, it comes already pre-bagged and they're sealed. So hopefully when you're squeezing it, the icing doesn't come out of the top of the piping bag. We've got scissors so you can cut the piping bags. All six cookies, a tray, a little scribe tool, and a little postcard cheat sheet. So on the cheat sheet, it kind of shows you step-by-step what we'll be doing within the workshop. And then on one side, it has all the ingredients and my information. But I try to make sure to give the instructions. So I will show them step-by-step how to decorate every single cookie, and it's my interpretation of the shapes of the designs. But I like to allow people to freestyle. You know, at the end of the day, these are their cookies, and I want them to go on whatever cookie journey they want. And if that means that they do the first cookie the way I am doing it, cool beans. I love that. But then if they say, you know what, Alex, I want to go rogue and do whatever I want to do, I'm also into that. Because sometimes they'll change a shape into a certain design that I had not seen before. So I love giving people this creative freedom to do that, and that's why I include the cheat sheet so they can see what we're going to be doing and then freestyle if they would like to. But they get all of that, and then I will do the step-by-step demonstration, and we have the big screens so they can watch my hands as I'm doing it in real time, which is really nice. And then I just walk around and, you know, chit-chat with them as we're decorating. I feel like a teacher in a classroom.
Yes, and we do have, so we put a camera above Alex's table, so above his hands, and then that way, then what his hands are doing are projected on a big screen. So no matter where you're sitting in the room, you're able to see how the techniques are happening live and in real time, and then you get to try it yourself, basically. And if you have questions, you just, like, raise your hand, and Alex will come to the rescue.
Yeah.
So we hope you join us for this cookie decorating workshop. It is Wednesday, November 12th, and we timed it there so that you can learn how to make fancy cookies, and then it'll be all ready for the holiday season. $15 a month as a sustainer, and you'll get two tickets to this exclusive cookie decorating workshop. I want to say thank you to Heather Blessing from Cincinnati. Thanks, Heather. And we also heard from Richard Richard Donahue from Columbus. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Heather, for your gifts of support. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. There's a whole description of the cookie decorating workshop at our website if you would like to go there and make your gift right now. So I described you earlier, Alex, as a cookie artist because your cookies are little works of art. And you're self-taught, aren't you? What drew you to deciding, oh, I'm going to decorate cookies?
I don't really know what drew me to these specific cookies, but someone showed me an image of custom decorated cookies. And this was back when I was at OSU, and I just thought they looked really nice. And then a few years went by, and that's when I decided to try to work for myself, and I loved baking. So I remembered those cookies. I messaged that person, and I said, hey, what's the link to that website that had those decorated cookies? And I just decided to try my hand at it. It just seemed like it was a fun thing that I had never done before. And that's really how I got started with it. I just thought they looked really cool. There was no other real reason. And I don't really, before then, I never really considered myself an artist. Like, I didn't think I could draw. I didn't think I could paint. And for some reason, cookies were my medium that just happened to work. So that's just how I got in.
Did you go to college for cookie decorating?
No. the college of YouTube and now TikTok. So, yeah.
What did you study in college?
Strategic communications.
Oh, all right. Well, that'll help you with your TikToking.
Oh my gosh, yeah. Trends are constantly changing, so it's always difficult, but I'm always learning.
So you've really grown your business over the past few years. Can you tell me about that growth? What is the biggest part of your business right now?
Yeah, I would say the workshops. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, I do a lot of custom decorated orders, but the workshops, because I do them in drag, it's something so different, and it's a fun experience. And I know we're not doing our workshop in drag, but I do them in drag as well. And
you get a choice.
So I feel like it's a fun experience, and I think a lot of people, they enjoy seeing those videos on social media. And like I said, it's intimidating, so a lot of people just never get started with it. So it's really nice to have someone, you know, me, do all the hard work, which is creating the cookies, different shapes, the icing, and showing up to just show them what to do instead of them having to do all the research and figure it out on their own. And I think that's why the workshops are so successful. And I try to make it as stress-free as possible, really inviting, really encouraging. Because my first time decorating cookies, I wasn't good at it either. Mm. And I tell people, give yourself some grace. I am here to, like I said, be on their cookie journey. Mm. I'm here to help them. And I love helping people baking and cookie decorating.
And you mentioned your company name, Plenty O' Cookies, is more than just a title. It also relates to other parts of your life. So tell me about the name and Plenty O' Smiles.
Yeah. So Plenty O' Smiles is my drag name. And I've been doing drag for 13 years. And when I got into cookie decorating, it was a whole thing whether I should include Plenty in the cookie business. Mm-hmm. But I mean, that's how I got the name for Plenty O' Cookies, is through Plenty O' Smiles. And I think it was a really fun bridge between these two artistic sides of me. I've always loved performing. So putting these together, you know, I did the cookies. That's a little piece of art, drag, a little piece of art. And then also coming together, entertaining with these workshops, I feel like it all fit perfectly in a good time in my life. So that's kind of how both of those came to be.
I want to say thank you to Krista Harris from Delaware. Thank you, Krista, for your gift of support. This hour of All Sides is all about cookies. Thank you for joining us today for our membership drive. This hour, we have a special thank you gift. For $15 a month as a sustainer, get 2 tickets for the WOSU Public Media exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty O' Cookies. It is Wednesday, November 12th at 6, and don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience just for WOSU members. For $15 a month or a one-time gift of $180, you can get your 2 tickets to this event. Alex is a master at royal icing, and you will get all of his best tips, tricks, and techniques so you can also master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You don't need to bring anything. Alex has all the supplies, freshly baked cookies, high-quality icing, and a wide range of colorful decorations. And you're going to leave the class with some fabulous looking cookies and the skills you need to create your own beautiful treats at home. Public radio is for a lifelong learner. It's for people who chase their curiosity. Do you learn something new every time you listen to WOSU? So we're taking a little bit of that learning piece to the next level by offering this hands-on class, because it's going to be so much fun and so educational. Give $15 a month for 2 tickets to this exclusive class. This cookie decorating workshop is at WOSU headquarters, and it's just for members who give during this show. You can bring your daughter, bring your son, bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your best friend. This class is November 12th, so that gives you plenty of time to learn these techniques and master them before the holiday baking season. You'll be attending this class with a great group of radio supporters as well. Secure your tickets right now. And I should add that the workshop will have some light refreshments, and Alex will be there to answer your questions. So as you decorate, you'll have an expert right there to help you. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Again, that's $15 a month for 2 tickets to the workshop or a one-time gift of $180. Secure your seats right now. Don't wait. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. The last time you did a workshop I attended with my daughter, she was much better at decorating the cookies than me, and she has done it since. Anytime we decorate cookies, she's obsessed now.
Good.
You've turned her cookie journey is solid.
I love that.
My cookie journey is still struggling.
I've had a few people, you know, after workshops start decorating cookies on their own. And I think that's so wonderful.
Yeah.
I love bringing joy with cookies.
Yeah. So there's people bring their best friend. A lot of people bring, you know, you bring your mom, bring your dad. I mean, the workshop just is full of anyone you can think of, basically.
Yeah.
Now, we did take, you offered up your royal icing recipe.
Yes.
For people to try at home,
yes.
Right? And I made that. So my daughter and her best friend were making this Loch Ness Monster cup, like cupcake cake situation.
Okay,
right?
Okay, okay. Yeah.
So it was gonna, we were making tiny cupcakes and we were gonna turn it into a Loch Ness Monster.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we made your icing.
Okay.
And the batch turned out great and I was so proud of myself. But then as we were using it to decorate, the front end of the Loch Ness Monster looked fabulous. But then as we went to the back end, I think, what did I do wrong? Where did I need to revamp the icing throughout?
How long of a period was this over?
Oh, this was a couple of hours.
Yeah.
Well, so I filled a couple of piping bags, and then I had the rest of the icing in a bowl, and then yes. I went and I stirred it, and I filled the piping bags again. But that batch was not as good. Is it because it sat?
It shouldn't be. So, what was the issue? Was it too runny? Was it too thick?
It became too thick.
It became too thick.
Yeah.
So, quick question. Was your bowl covered whenever you were waiting for the next part?
No.
So, that's probably it. With royal icing, you know, it's going to just dry in the open air.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you went back to your bowl, even after like an hour or so, was the top of it a little crunchy?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, the air is going to dry that top layer. And when you stir it, sometimes the top, like crystals that are forming essentially, are going to get mixed back in. And sometimes that can cause the icing to not seize, but it'll just change how the icing will come out and make it a little bit thicker.
So how would I have rescued it? Should I have just put it all in bags all at once?
Probably, yes. I would say that. You want to kind of limit the air exposure as much as mm-hmm. possible. I probably would have maybe added a little bit of water to it,
mm-hmm.
stirred it up, covered it again, let it sit for a minute, then tried to do it that way.
I did add water, and I added too much water.
And then it was a little runny, too.
The front half of the Loch Ness Monster looked great. The back end, not.
it is a slippery slope trying to fix icing. Icing is the hardest part about cookie decorating. It really is. Like, finding out, like, what consistency works, how to work with it, how to pipe it, how to cut the piping bags. I mean, all of this has to do with the icing and it is the hardest part. So I try to teach little things that people can do at home mm-hmm. to hopefully gain some skills so they can decorate.
Well, and no matter what, it tasted good. So,
good.
Yeah.
That's always my biggest thing.
Runny or too thick or in between or perfect, all of them tasted good. This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking all about cookies this hour with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O Cookies. And you can make a gift this hour and join us at our very special WOSU exclusive members-only cookie decorating workshop. $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180, and you and a guest will attend our workshop, which is on November 12th. And it's right here at the WOSU headquarters. We're located just south of 15th and High in the heart of Ohio State's campus. We'll have refreshments that evening, and you will take home some beautifully decorated cookies. And you'll have the skills and knowledge to make your own cookies in the future. Give at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Thank you to Andrea Waller from Columbus. Thanks, Andrea. And Mary McCurry from Westerville. Thank you, Mary, for your gift of support. We also heard from Megan Neal in Asheville. Thanks, Megan, for your gift of support. Thanks for joining us today. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. All right, Alex, you have been on the Food Network a couple of times, right?
Yeah, three times.
Yeah. Okay. So I watched, I think it's your most recent one. Is the one where you made the coffin your most recent?
No, my most recent was Holiday Wars.
Oh, I missed that one.
That's when I was on a team with two other people, a sugar artist and a cake artist.
Okay. How'd that go?
So with Holiday Wars,
which holiday are we talking about? Were you making?
It was like Christmas.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. I was out in the first round.
Oh no!
And
I'm
it
sorry.
Was it, no. You know what? It happens.
Spoiler alert.
I will say I don't think it was my fault. I think I did a great job, and I'm completely content with how I did. So the way it works is we had a whole display we had to make that was based off of the theme, and we made like two elves putting on a star on a tree, mm-hmm. and they were just getting ready for the holiday, right? And things just did not work out well for part of the team, and I really tried my hardest. But I did the baking element, so everyone does their own parts to create this whole concept. But we also have to create a tasting element. So even though I was doing cookies and that was my part of our entire display, I also had to do from start to finish, I made cream puffs with a a cracklin on top, and we have a secret ingredient, nutmeg. So I included that, and then I made a creme pat or a pastry cream to go inside of it that was also nutmeg flavored, and they tasted really good. The judges came back for seconds, and then people actually on the filming team came over to eat some.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I felt really good about that. It just didn't work out for us, and people have told me they're like, "Oh, you got robbed," but I'm content with how I did, and hopefully I will get a redemption. One of these Food Network shows, it's going to happen.
Do you have to keep? Do you reapply to go back on, or do they contact you?
Sometimes they contact me. Sometimes I apply. It varies. In the shows, they'll go away for a little bit and then come back. So you just always have to kind of keep watching the application process and see what's available.
Right, so the one I watched was specifically cookie related. You were making Halloween themed cookies.
Yes.
So that's more your speed too, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. And I've loved doing Christmas cookie challenge and Halloween cookie challenge. Those were so much fun. You get in your element and it's nerve wracking and it goes by so fast. But being in a kitchen that is not your own is so wild. Just being thrown in, and it's like, we're going to count down and you're going to go. Here's the theme. Make it happen.
Is the timing really as fast as it seems? Like, in the editing, they make it seem so dramatic. But, do you feel like you had plenty of time?
I think I had plenty of time. I think you really have to...
Plenty of time.
I know, right? I feel like after the first time, I kind of scaled things back to make it more realistic. Because the first time I went in there, you know, I was guns a-blazing. I was really ambitious. And I said, okay, Alex, you need to scale things back a little bit and be a little bit smarter when you're planning this. So I think because I got smarter with what I wanted to do, it made it a lot more obtainable. They do make it a little bit more dramatic in editing.
Yeah.
But it does seem a little rushed at the end when you might not get everything on the cookie. And that's just a reality of it. But I felt pretty comfortable.
All right. So would you like to do it again if they come a calling?
Yeah. I'm competitive. Yeah. And I love the thrill of it. And it's always just a fun experience, no matter what.
Well, and in the episode that I watched, the judges really liked your basic sugar cookie. You made like your staple cookie that you make in your business. And that must have been very flattering to have these professional judges like it.
I feel like that's the most important thing to me. Because what's the point if a cookie looks good, but it doesn't taste good? Mm-hmm. What's the point? I want people to eat it and be happy with how it tastes. So, yeah.
Do you sometimes hear from people that your cookies are too pretty and they save them and they don't eat them?
Oh, yeah. I've had a couple people reach out to me and they say, hey, like a wedding cookie. They were like, I love the wedding cookies. I loved how they look. Is it possible for you to make me one out of clay that I can make it into an ornament? So I've had people reach out to me.
Do you do that?
You know, I did it. I don't know if I hope they still have it. I hope that worked for them. But it's something I had never done before. I said, listen, this is a learning experience for me. I've never done this. So I hope they have it. I hope it's on their tree, and I hope that they enjoyed what I made. But now I have a 3D printer, and I think I can actually print faux cookies. And possibly, if someone wanted me to recreate what I did for them, I might be able to.
Do you use your 3D printer to make a cookie cutter in whatever shape you want? Is that what it's for?
Yeah, yeah. So if someone were to send me, you know, they have a favorite mug and they want that mug as a cookie. If they send me a picture of it, I can draw it in a program, send it to my 3D printer, and print a cookie cutter in like 20 minutes.
Interesting. So tell me what the most odd or interesting thing that you have made custom shape for recently.
Ooh, custom shape recently. Oh, I think I made, it was a flamingo that had a veil.
Like a wedding veil or a sad veil?
No, okay. like a wedding veil. Okay. So it was like either a bridal shower or a bachelorette party. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, like that one, I probably could have pieced together with multiple cutters to make that shape. And I think it's called franken cutting. Mm-hmm. You're like putting things together to create one. But with the 3D printer, it makes it really easy. And it's like, it's very inexpensive to make. It tells you kind of like what the cost of materials you're using. So it's actually really fun to make cookie cutters and design your own things and know that you have that ability to do it on the fly if someone gives the last minute order.
And you also have an edible printer too, right?
So
you
could,
so like I could send you a picture of, you know, my kids and you could put it on a cookie.
Absolutely. So some people, you know, they're like, I want this image. I want it on a cookie. And I can print it on there, add details, or there's another technique where let's say you wanted your kids on there, but you want your kids to kind of be raised off of the cookie a little bit. Mm. I could pipe and flood the cookie, print the image on there, and then pipe and flood like the outline of your children and flood that in, right? Mm. Print it again with just your children, and the children would be elevated off of like where the image was. Mm. And I know that might be difficult to visualize based off of my description, but it does give it another dimension instead of it being a flat cookie with a picture on it.
Do you print on edible paper, or is it print right on the cookie?
It prints directly onto the cookie.
Wow.
I know. It's so wild. The cookie world is so wild. I go to CookieCon every year. And
CookieCon. Oh, I like that.
Yeah, it's a cookie convention. I've gone for years now. But every year I learn something new and I see new techniques, and it's always so interesting. And the cookie community is constantly thinking of new ways to decorate cookies.
It must have been like a big investment for you to buy these two printers, but then it pays off on the back end.
It pays off, but it's also really convenient because sometimes if there is a last minute order and I'm like, listen, I may not be able to hand pipe all of this. Mm-hmm. I can use this tool to make things easier. And it also adds dimension. If I can print a background and then pipe on top of that, that's amazing. And instead of airbrushing, because for the longest time, mm-hmm. cookie decorators, you know, we used the airbrush colors with airbrushes and stencils, and you'd have to layer them and wait for that to dry. And sometimes, like, the airbrush, it'll get clogged. There's more maintenance to it. So it allows more freedom. It allows more last-minute orders for me to knock out. Like, I have a last-minute order that's due tomorrow that I'm going to work on today that has some printing elements. So they are wonderful investments that I'm glad I made the jump to.
This is listener-supported 89.7 NPR News. This is our fall membership drive, which means it's time for you to support the in-depth conversations that we have every day. You are only going to find news and information that you can trust right here on public radio. Support this station, WOSU.org, or 866-897-9678. Thank you to John Hopp from Columbus. Thank you. And thank you to Chris Emery from Hilliard. And Chris is wanting his wife and daughter to go to the cookie event. Oh, what a nice gift to give Chris. That's great. And you can join Chris's wife and daughter, and you can come to our cookie decorating workshop. $15 a month as a sustainer, or a one-time gift of $180, and you and a guest will attend our WOSU member-exclusive cookie decorating workshop. You can only get tickets by becoming a member of 89.7 NPR News right now. This class is going to be so much fun. Don't wait. Get your tickets now before we sell out. You can learn more at WOSU.org. Don't miss this chance, because we have a limited number of tickets. There's only so many people we can fit around the tables in our Ross Community Studio. $15 a month secure two tickets right now. You'll spend a fun evening with me, with Alex, and with some awesome public radio fans. You will learn everything you need to know about how to decorate the perfect sugar cookie. We are going to decorate some fun winter-themed cookies, and the techniques that you learn can be translated into any cookie you want to decorate in the future. Maybe you're going to be making cookies for a holiday cookie exchange. Maybe you have a wedding coming up in the future and you're going to make some amazing cookies for a bridal shower or that wedding cookie table. Your cookies will be a showstopper after you learn Alex's decorating techniques. And the skills you learn will come in handy for years to come. So this event is Wednesday, November 12th at 6, and it's at the WOSU headquarters. We're located just south of 15th and High. Plus, we're going to include some refreshments for you, and you'll get to take home the cookies you decorate, unless you eat all of them right then, which some people do. Two tickets for $180 as a one-time gift or a sustaining gift of $15 a month. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This class is truly for anyone. Bring your best friend. Bring your dad. Bring your sister. Bring your brother. Give this class as a gift to the cookie baker in your life. Get your tickets right now, and you'll be supporting public radio. What a great win-win. That's $15 a month for two tickets at WOSU.org. I want to add a thank you to Peter Smith from Westerville. And Peter writes, "My day is not full until I listen to this station." Well, thank you, Peter. Thanks for listening. And we heard from Jen Lander in Columbus and also Liz Ryan from Westerville. Thank you so much for your support. We can't wait to see you at the Cookie Decorating Workshop. Alex, you share a lot about your life on Instagram, and you tie it into your business. Do you feel like you need to share this to grow your business, or is it just like you want? It's like something you want to do.
You know, for the longest time, I didn't. For the longest time, Instagram was just sharing a photo, put a caption on it, and it was very just business oriented, right? Mm-hmm. But a big part of my business is me, and it's me doing these workshops and getting to know people and creating those connections, and I appreciate creating those connections. Mm-hmm. And my friend Natalie, she's the one who told me, she was like, you know, people want to get to know you.
Natalie is of Natterdoodle fame, if anyone out there knows Natterdoodle.
Natalie of Natterdoodle, and she's amazing, and she's taught me so many things. She's a small business owner as well. And she was like, people want to get to know you. And I was so scared, you know, putting myself out there. But I love giving that, like giving a little part of me to people. Now, there are some things, obviously, I keep to myself. But having this community that communicates with me and they love watching my journey and they support me, you know, they're like an extended part of my life. And I really enjoy that. So I enjoy putting it out there.
Do you have a particular like day of the week where you're like, this is my video making day, this is a cookie making day, or is it all meshed together?
It kind of varies. Yeah. You know, in parts of my life, I'm very organized, and parts of them I'm not. And creating social media is not one that I'm super organized in. I enjoy it when I do make the time for it. But usually it just happens on the fly. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I'm creating it with my assistant or with my friend Natalie. Sometimes, like today, I woke up, I started baking cookies, and I said, you know, I need to make a video. So I posted a video today, and it was just me down getting ready to start baking and acting silly. And I don't know, it's a new part of what I do that I never thought would have to be part of it. Creating social media content.
For people who want to see this, they can look on Instagram for, is it at Plenty O' Cookies?
Yeah, right? at Plenty O' Cookies. Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So you kind of try to get in with current trends too, because that's what all social media content creators are doing. What did you do cookie-wise for Taylor Swift?
Ooh, for Taylor Swift? You know, I didn't really do too much.
How dare you?
I know. I feel like I already posted something I had made about Taylor Swift from like a year or so ago.
I did see something. That's why I'm saying, oh, so it was a repost. All right. You got me.
Yeah. because I created so much content over the years, sometimes it's hard to create something completely new each time. But yeah, I feel like whenever there's something trending or a topic that is just, you know, hot at that moment, if I've created something already, sometimes I can remix it or add it to something else and reuse content I've already filmed, because I'm not trying to decorate a whole new set of cookies every time a new trend's happening. It's a lot of work. It really is. Sometimes I will, but usually I'll look back at all of the stuff I've made, and some things I will film and it never makes it to social media. I have the best intentions, but sometimes it just never makes it.
You had a Hocus Pocus theme going on, you know, Halloween-wise. You made cookies for each of the witches, right?
Yeah. And sometimes for holidays, it's much easier because I obviously know that's coming up. Mm-hmm. So a month or two beforehand, I can, you know, make the concepts, start making whether they're new cutters or new designs, decorate those and kind of have them at the ready. Some things that happen really fast, I'm not ready. Yeah. Sometimes it just doesn't
happen.
You didn't
have a Diane Keaton cookie cutter ready for her pattern.
I did not. I did not have a Diane Keaton. I think I have made First Wives Club cookies before, though. So,
well, then you got to bring that back.
I know, but I don't even remember where they are. There are so many pictures and videos of cookies in my phone, and I try to have folders. Yeah. I try, but just like I said, that's social media is not where I'm the most organized. So that photo's floating around somewhere.
Well, you also try to give your point of view sometimes in your videos that you make and on social media. I'm going to call it cookie activism.
I love that.
So how do you share your point of view with the world through cookies?
For a while, I was nervous sharing my point of view, especially when it comes to maybe things that are political, things that, you know, that mean a lot to me, but maybe not as much to everyone else. Mm-hmm. And I decided that when I share these things, I would rather share who I am and what I believe And the people who support me and support the things that I believe will continue to follow and support me. And I'm okay if people want to unfollow me. Mm-hmm. At the end of the day, having a high follower count, you know, it can be nice, it can be cool, but that's not my ultimate goal. My mm-hmm. ultimate goal in life is to just be a good person and spread love and joy. So if I can...
Love, joy, and cookies?
Yeah. It's like if I can spread a helpful message or something positive to people, then I'm happy with that, even if I lose followers.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We are talking with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O Cookies. And you can meet Alex when you come to our cookie decorating workshop. We have a limited number of tickets, so make your gift right now. It's $15 a month as a sustaining member or a one-time gift of $180. You'll get two tickets to join us for this special event. Wednesday evening, November 12th at 6 o'clock, you will participate in a class led by our guest this hour, Alex Copeland, the founder of Plenty O Cookies. Alex will teach you all of his tips, tricks, and techniques to help you master the art of sugar cookie decorating. And he's also going to provide all the supplies. You can just bring yourself. He'll provide fresh baked cookies, high quality icing, and a wide range of colorful decorations. And you're going to go home with a beautiful box full of cookies and some great new skills. And you don't have to crowd around a table to watch him work. We're going to put a camera up, and the camera will project on his hands, and then that will be on the big screen in the Ross Community Studio, so everyone will be able to see exactly what's happening. Our event will also include refreshments, so make a gift, get your tickets. It's two tickets, so you can bring a friend, $15 a month as a sustaining member, or a gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. And if you listen to All Sides every day, you know this show is committed to producing in-depth, focused conversations on issues important to Columbus and Central Ohio. You hear our weekly reporter roundtable every Monday. You hear straight from newsmakers from all sides of the aisle. If having a locally focused talk show is important to you, now is the time to make a gift. You'll be supporting this station. It's a great win-win because you'll get tickets to this event. You'll be supporting public radio at the same time. And it's no secret that the way public radio is funded has changed recently. So making your gift right now and showing your support from listeners has always been important, but it's even more important right now. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Thank you to Crystal Allen from Hilliard. Thank you. And Mary Shaner from Westerville. And also thank you to Linda Thors from Columbus. Thank you, Linda, for giving a gift today. So, Alex, I was looking through, I follow you and I saw some stories. Did you make Labubu cookies recently?
I did. That's one of those things that I'm like, there's a trend. I need to do something for it.
It was a story, so it disappears after 24 hours, so then I can't find it again. But, yeah. Was it best to leave the Labubus to bed?
You know, I think I might have like one or two posts about Labubus actually on my feed, too. So if you scroll back, they're there. I had seen these things that were popping up I'm a 90s kid, so very TY Beanie Babies, right?
Yeah.
Like, that's what I was thinking. And I'm like, I made a cookie cutter for it.
Yeah.
I decorated the cookies, and I was like, you know, even though I don't necessarily care for Labubus, I'm sorry if that gets people going, but I know some people do, and if someone wants to give someone Labubu cookies with a Labubu gift,
you're ready to make them.
Yeah, I said, you know what? If you want the cookies, I'm here to get you.
Yeah, you mentioned a couple of times that you deal with last minute orders. Do you accept last minute orders? I mean, if you're dealing with a last minute order, that means you said yes, right?
Yeah. I do last minute orders. Sometimes it's not possible. Sometimes I'm already booked, or if I'm traveling for a gig or something like that, it's just not possible for me to accept them. But I always tell people to reach out just in case. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I can squeeze an order in because sometimes I just have extra time. Sometimes I have the availability. So I always tell people, reach out just in case. And if not, Columbus has a great amount of cookie decorators, and I belong to a Facebook group of cookie decorators. So if someone is really in a pinch and I can, you know, send that to someone else, I try to be supportive of the other cookie decorators in Columbus too, because they're nice and they would do the same for me. So I try to be
a cookie emergency.
Yeah. And I love sharing. I mean, I think there are enough people who want cookies, and there's enough cookie decorators for us to all share that and be supportive. So I try to send that.
Do you get companies or businesses reaching out, and you make like corporate gifts or anything like that?
Yeah, absolutely. I do quite a few corporate orders, especially around the holidays. People just want to give like a cute little cookie box. And that's also something where the printer comes in handy, or the 3D printer, because if someone sends me a logo, I can make that logo shape. Mm-hmm. And then if they want just a printed cookie with their logo on it, boom, I can print the logo and it's exactly what they want. I just try to offer as much as I can to be as helpful. I mean, custom decorated cookies, they're not inexpensive. They take a lot of work. So I try to offer different price points for people to see what's manageable for them. And I try to just be as accessible as possible.
We have about 13 minutes remaining in the hour, and we're hoping to hear from 10 more people to join us at the cookie decorating workshop. We want this workshop to be sold out, and so we need you to join us now. So if we hear from 10 more people, that'll make this hour a great success. Give before the hour ends to secure your seats, but also you'll be supporting public radio. You'll support programs like this one, All Sides. You'll be supporting All Things Considered, Morning Edition, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. All of these programs are paid for with listener support. In return for your membership, we have an offer of this exclusive WOSU member-only event, 2 tickets to our cookie decorating workshop. It's $15 as a monthly gift, or a one-time gift of $180. You'll secure your seats. The class will be held on November 12th at our headquarters in the Ross Community Studio. During the event, you will learn how to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. And this class has all of the knowledge and skills to dazzle your family, friends with fabulous decorated treats. Alex will teach you the basics of decorating down to the final icing details, including the art of piping delicate royal icing. Don't miss this class. It's exclusive for WOSU members, and you have to give right now to secure your seat. You and a guest will have a wonderful time. Don't miss out. 2 tickets right now. Give now before the hour ends. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. The seats for this class are limited, and you're running out of time to secure your spot in the class. This is going to be a great experience. It's also a great way to support All Sides. Give $15 a month to get your 2 tickets, and don't wait. If you listen to this show every day, you know you're going to hear a wide variety of topics. The Weekly Reporter Roundtable, you hear about the latest bills moving through the State House. We recently aired episodes of Untangled, where we take a complicated issue and untangle it for you. We explain it in detail in a way that's easier to understand. And our most recent series was Untangling the Cost of Learning, how we pay for Ohio schools and educate kids. If shows like Untangled from All Sides, these in-depth, thoughtful shows are important to you, if you appreciate this kind of journalism, make a gift right now and don't wait. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. So, do you tend to get a lot more orders in the holiday season? I would have to think that you get busy in December.
Yeah, a lot of times it's a hit or miss, honestly, just because during the holidays people are making their own cookies too.
Yeah,
but that's when the corporate orders honestly start coming in, because people want to give these cookie gift boxes, which I love creating gift boxes. I'm actually, in my mind, I have conceptualized creating a little cookie box that people can purchase that has a variety of cookies in them. But yeah, sometimes people want to create that, like make their own cookies for the holiday season. But then some people, they've tried it once. They said, this isn't for me. And they say, you know what, Alex, I'll have you do my cookies for me. And then they'll go to a party with those decorated cookies. So it kind of goes back and forth when it's busy, when it's not. But usually I stay pretty busy. I stay at least steady throughout the holiday season, because people, they love cookies, and I love cookies too.
Do you, so your business has grown enough now that you said you have an assistant? Or,
yeah.
Yeah. So do you make all the cookies, or does your assistant just help or make them too?
Yeah, we both do. Mm-hmm. So they're only there, you know, maybe 10, 15 hours a week. Mm-hmm. And it's really to help me do the odds and ends while I'm decorating the cookies. And I've done this for, you know, going on 12-ish years. Mm-hmm. So for me, I have more skills than my assistant does. They've not done it that long. So there are some things that I can do that they can't. But a lot of times, you know, it's making dough. It's helping me make icing, bag icing, or preparing for workshops because, you know, let's say we have 100 people for this workshop coming up, right?
Mm-hmm.
100 people, that means that we have 600 cookies and
right.
we have 400 bags of icing. So sometimes it's just having someone else there to make tasks go faster so I can continue to decorate cookies. So yeah, having an assistant, it's really nice, and they're invaluable to me because it's hard to find all that time to make it all happen.
This is All Sides on 89.7 NPR News. We're talking about cookies this hour with Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O Cookies. And you're running out of time. We just heard from Rama Goyal from Columbus. And so 9 more to go this hour. We have 9 minutes left in the hour, so that's perfect. One more gift a minute, and we can make this hour a great success. Get your tickets to this cookie decorating workshop. It's 2 seats. You can bring your mom, bring your dad, bring your best friend, bring your daughter, bring your son. But it's 2 tickets right now to our WOSU Public Media exclusive cookie decorating workshop on November 12th. WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. This is fall. This is pumpkin spice and cinnamon season and all that. You make sugar cookies with royal icing. Do you pumpkin spice them for this season?
I don't. So
are you an anti-pumpkin spice?
No, I'm not. I love pumpkin.
Okay.
I love fall flavors. I love any kind of cookie. Like if there are sweets, I'm into it basically. I don't flavor them typically just because when people are ordering them, they usually order just like the typical vanilla sugar cookie that's decorated. If someone wants a flavor, I'm into creating that, but I would have to have like a minimum because if I make X amount of dough, and the dough makes, let's say, 3 dozen cookies. I don't want that dough to go to waste.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do flavored dough, and I have before. I just want to make sure that because I would just hate wasting good cookie dough. I mean, I'll eat it if it comes down to it. Don't get me wrong. But, yeah, I think that's the only thing. Because it is such a seasonal product, I just don't want it to go bad or go to waste.
Do you hear from a lot of people who like to spend the holiday season with making cookies with family? It's like a family bonding and teaching their kids. What would be your biggest tip to helping a kid decorate a cookie?
I feel like patience.
Yeah. Yeah.
I feel like it's funny. I would say patience, but also whenever I do workshops and if there are kids there, mm-hmm. what's so great about it is they're fearless and they don't really – they're not going to follow my rules or my guidelines on how to decorate the cookies. They're just going to go for it, which I really love. And then whenever I get, you know, adults, they want their cookies to look exactly like mine.
Mm.
So they're more rigid in following my instructions. So I would say, yeah, be patient, but sometimes just let them go for it. That's how I really got my love of baking is I would bake with my mom and grandma for the holidays. So you never know what that unlocks for someone in the future. And, yeah, I feel like decorating with kids, it can go either way. Sometimes they're into it, sometimes they're not.
So one thing that I'm not great at is getting the icing into the bag, right?
Okay.
And you gave me the tip to put it in a cup,
yes,
right? And
yes.
That really helped.
Good.
Still not great, though. Still a mess. Do you have, like, how do you do so many of them? Do you have a machine, or are
no.
you
No. here's my question for you. When you put it in the cup, did you also put the edges or, like, the edges of the piping bag over the edge of the cup?
The second time, because the first time
you tried, it was, like, fully up. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I do that, and then there's also – you cannot overfill a piping bag.
Oh.
Cuz you're going to want to fill it all the way up, and then you can't close it at the top, and then it's going to come out of the bag, it's going to get on your hands, it's going to be really messy. Mm-hmm. So you cannot fill a piping bag all the way to the brim and it be comfortable to squeeze too.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel like these are all things that I've just learned over the years, right? So sometimes with the workshops especially, I have they're almost like ice cream scoopers, but they're cookie scoops,
mm-hmm.
right? So you squeeze the trigger and it plops the icing out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll put the bag into the cup, put a certain amount of icing, and then you twist it, and then I have a little bag sealer that I run it through. So it's very, there's a system to it now.
The ice cream scooper makes sense. Yeah. All right, I'm going to try that next time. This is our fall membership drive. You're running out of time to make your gift today. Don't wait. Give right now and join us for our WOSU Public Media exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty O' Cookies. It's Wednesday, November 12th at 6. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience over just for WOSU members. You get 2 seats at the workshop for a monthly gift of $15 or a one-time gift of $180 right now. If you've been a member for a while at maybe $10 a month, this is a great time to increase your sustaining membership up to $15. You can secure 2 tickets to this event, and you'll be showing even more support for public radio. Alex from Plenty O' Cookies will come with all the supplies, the freshly baked cookies, the high-quality icing. And you're going to leave this class with some fabulous cookies that you decorated yourself, and you'll have those techniques. Become a member, and you can surprise a friend with a ticket to this great event. You can bring a friend. You can bring your mom, bring your dad. You'll get 2 seats for $15 a month right now, or a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. We have about 4 minutes remaining in the hour. We heard from Maria Semio from Columbus. Thanks, Marie. Thank you for your gift of support. So 8 more to go. That's 8 more people in 4 minutes. We can make this hour a great success when we hear from you right now. Don't wait. Give to public radio right now, WOSU.org or 866-897-9678. Do you have any upcoming events you want to plug besides our workshop?
Yeah. I am going to do the Short North Mini Market. I believe it is on November 1st. And that'll be in the Short North from 4 to 8 p.m. Yes, it's November 1st. So that'll be really fun. I'm going to have some of my fall flavors there. So I have, like, pumpkin cakes. I have mini cakes there. I have different flavored cookies.
Wait, you make mini cakes?
Yeah.
Oh.
So they're, like, little tins that have different flavors, but they're just small cakes that people can go almost cupcake-ish sized. Mm-hmm. Then I have drop cookies, which are more classic flavors, you know. Mm-hmm. A chocolate chip, a s'more, an oatmeal scotchy maybe, a hot cocoa cookie. Oh. So I've got those, and then we'll have the custom decorated cookies as well. Oh. So I'll be
what
there.
What theme are you doing November 1st? Is it fallish? Or?
It's just fall themed. There's nothing really...
Not Day of the Dead or anything like that?
No, okay. Nothing like that. I'll probably just do fun fall sets and maybe just something fun that I really like, and hopefully other people like it too.
All right. Do you have another event to plug, or is that the next one coming up?
I feel like that might be it for the rest of the year.
Oh, well, people should follow you and learn more, right? I'm sure something else will pop up here.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure something will.
This is our fall membership drive. You're running out of time to make your gift. We only have about 2 minutes remaining in the hour. Get your seats for the WOSU Public Media exclusive cookie decorating workshop with Alex Copeland from Plenty O' Cookies. Join us on Wednesday, November 12th at 6 p.m. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind experience. 2 tickets for this exclusive workshop hosted by our guest today, Alex Copeland. And you will learn how to master the art of sugar cookie decorating. You'll leave this class with all of the knowledge and skills to dazzle your friends and family with fabulous decorated sweet treats. Give right now and support us. We're going to be decorating some lovely winter-themed cookies, and you'll have all the skills you need to decorate cookies in the future. We timed this workshop to be November 12th, so you'll have all the skills you need as you head into the holidays. 2 tickets is $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. 866-897-9678 or WOSU.org. Alex Copeland, the cookie artist behind Plenty O' Cookies, thanks for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
And thanks for joining us for All Sides. To all our listeners out there, you're down to the last minute remaining in the hour. We want to hear from you. Don't miss this exclusive class for WOSU members. Secure your seats right now. You and a guest will have a wonderful time. Trust me, you don't want to miss this. It's 2 tickets for $15 a month as a sustainer or a one-time gift of $180. This class includes all of the cookies and supplies, and WOSU will provide some light refreshments as well. It'll be a great evening, and you'll be supporting public radio. Thank you to Susan Geyer from PAL. Thank you so much for your gift. We're asking you to join us today. Make this drive a great success. This is listener-supported WOSU FM and HD1 Columbus. Give right now, secure 2 tickets, and make this drive a great success. And you'll also be supporting public radio, and you'll get to join us for this great event. $15 a month as a sustaining member, a one-time gift of $180 at WOSU.org, or call us 866-897-9678. And thank you.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.